The unlawful retention and delayed return of rental deposits, it's something that's actually very common. It's a massive issue. I think it's time that Ireland stops the uncertainty over what happens to renters' money at the end of their tenancy. And I think by establishing a deposit protection scheme, we could bring an end to the stress that people generally get at the end of their tenancies.
And it did say that that a number of tenants found this to be a higher issue in terms of getting their deposits back rather than even getting unlawfully getting their tenancy ended. So it shows kind of quite the serious issue it is. And for someone that's been so vocal on housing like yourself, this would be one of the steps you'd be looking forward to. Well, it's a step in the right direction, and it's one of those that can help, like you're saying, ease a lot of fears that people have in the rental market, isn't it?
Well, it's extremely common among students and thresholds. The Union of Students in Ireland, the student union bodies of TUS, UCD, IADT and DCU and University of Galway are actually calling for this to be created as well. And over the last 2 months they've spent on campuses teaching or holding events to teach students and faculty staff about their rights as renters as well. And they actually collected a lot of signatures and those in favour of the deposit protection scheme in Ireland. And again, that's something that really occurs very often, and people don't know what to do or who to contact. I think this would be something that could end the stress that a lot of students will face, especially coming near the end of their terms when they're expecting to get some money back or due to get their money back, or, as I said previously, where does their money go to?
And I guess just kind of as you touched on there, a big part, I guess, is that people may not just be aware of what rights they have as tenants, and it's always good that when something big like this is happening to get a bit of publicity on it, just so people are aware going into their next agreement or even their current one, just aware what rights they have, because it can be quite a murky area at times for people, can't it?
Yeah, and there's examples of this in other countries. There's in Northern Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales and Australia, you know. So it's a lot of these things that could or should be done about renting by the government is something that they should be implemented in.